Last week's share we discussed the topic of can one spouse force another spouse to move to Eretz Yisrael. Tonight's share we're going to discuss the general idea of the mitzvah. Is there a mitzvah to move and live in Eretz Yisrael? Or is it not necessarily a mitzvah, although maybe a good thing, or maybe neither? So again, this is a very, very serious topic. It's not supposed to be taken halacha l'maaseh over here, but it's definitely worth going through some of the sugyas and trying to figure out what did the Rishonim, and we'll see a lot of over history, what various gedolim did with this issue of to make aliyah, to move to Eretz Yisrael, or not to. There's a Gemara in Ksubis that we need to talk about. We talked about a bunch of Gemaras in Ksubis last week. Just a chazah, we had this Gemara. The Gemara told us that if a husband can force his wife to move to Eretz Yisrael and vice versa, according to Bavli, not like according to Yerushalmi, that seems to be accepted in the halacha in both Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, that a man can force his husband can force his wife to move to Eretz Yisrael. Force doesn't mean he can pull her by the sheitel. It just means that if she decides not to go, she's considered in violation of the marriage and she loses her ksuba. And the reversal is the same, according to the Shulchan Aruch, although the Yerushalmi ruled not like that, the Bavli said that's the case. So clearly you see from the Gemaras that there's something very special about living in Eretz Yisrael. There's a very long Gemara in Ksubas Daf Kudu, but the Gemara goes on and on and talks about how beautiful and how special it is to live in Eretz Yisrael. Now, throughout that entire Gemara, I didn't photocopy it, but the Gemara never says, Chayiv Lodor Be'Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara doesn't say you have to live in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara does say, living in Eretz Yisrael is a lot better than living in other places. And if you live outside of Eretz Yisrael, you like it in Eretz Yisrael. That's all true. But the question is, the Gemara never writes anywhere Chayiv Odom for a matter of Psak Halacha. So this Gemara might not be what we call a Libet HaHilchasa. It's a beautiful Gemara, it's Drush. But is this Gemara to be taken literally? All those Gemaras and Ksubas that everyone knows about, are these Gemaras supposed to be taken La Halacha? Or they're just telling you, you know, Eitz HaTayva, good ideas, or is it really Halacha L'maisa? So there's another Gemara in Ksubas. This Gemara is on the next Amud in Ksubas Kufirat. The Gemara tells us, Kol Hador B'Chutz Laretz Ki Lo Yivei Vayit Gechavim. Okay, it sounds pretty severe. That if you live in Chutz Laretz, you like you being able to avoid the Zara every single day. Okay, and this is the part where we need. Zog the Gemara a story. Reb Zeir Ha'avikam Mishtamet B'nei Reb Yehuda. Reb Zeir was avoiding his Rebbe or avoiding his friend Reb Yehuda. Why? The pages are backwards. I'm not sure why it was photocopied stapled that way. I don't know. I just send it in after that. It's not my problem. But yeah, I don't know why they would do it that way. I wrote page one. Okay, whatever. Kasha from Meisah. So the Gemara tells the story of Reb Zeira was a hiding. He was trying to stay away from Reb Zeira. Why the boy, the Mesik Eretz Yisrael? He wanted to leave Bavel and go to Eretz Yisrael. What was the problem? The Amr of Yehuda, Kol Oilem Bavel Eretz Yisrael, Oivah Baaseh. Reb Zeira knew that Reb Yehuda held that if you go and make Aliyah from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, Oivah Baaseh. So he knew if he was going to tell him his plans of moving, he's going to get it over the head. You can't move. You're not allowed to leave Bavel, move to Eretz Yisrael. Why not? So he quotes the pasuk in Navi. Shemem says the pasuk with Bavel or Yuva to Bavel you were brought v'shama you. That's where you should stay. Adyoyim poiki oisam no Hashem. Hashem said until the day I take you out, stay in Bavel. I put you in Golos Bavel. You stay in Bavel. You have no right to leave. So therefore, Reb Yehuda was a big believer that if you leave Bavel and go to Eretz Yisrael, you're even not safe. Reb Zeira knew this, so he didn't want to tell Reb Zeira about his future plans. So he was kindly trying to avoid him. So what happens? So how does Reb Zeira answer it? It's a pasuk. So Reb Zeira answered back, Reb Zeira, who be klishar, except that pasuk is referring to not people moving back to Eretz Yisrael, but that's referring to taking the Caleb and the Beis HaMikdash and bringing them back to Eretz Yisrael. That we don't do until Hashem says so. But human beings have all the right they want to pick up and move back to Eretz Yisrael. So what does Reb Yehuda do with that, Taina? So Reb Yehuda, he says, I got another pasuk. It says, a pasuk that says some form of a shvua that seems to ban any form of going back to Eretz Yisrael. So Reb Zeira said, no, Reb Zeira, who shall yalla b'chayma? That just means you're not allowed to be yalla b'chayma. What does it mean yalla b'chayma? So Rashi learns, shall yalla b'chayma means yachad b'yad chazaka. You're not allowed to go together with a strong hand. It's not clear what Rashi means either. It seems like some form of a revolt. You're not allowed to overtake those who live in Eretz Yisrael. You can go back. He and Eretz Yisrael. You want to go back. People want to move. But you can't go back with some form of a force and control those that are living there. And this is a big discussion what it means. But that's what the Gemara answers back. Reb Yehuda, Hishpati said, no, there's not another pasuk. Reb Yehuda, Hishpati, Achriniksiv. There's another time it says the word Hishpati. Reb Zeira flips it. Ha'umi Baylich, Reb Yehuda, Reb Chanid, Amar Gimel Shvus, Alalu. There are these three Shvus. Lomo, Achash, Loyal Yisrael, B'chayma. One prohibition is that the Jewish people are not allowed to move back to Eretz Yisrael, B'chayma, which Rashi says, B'yad Chazoka, with a strong hand. And the other shvu was that Kosh Baruch Hu made the Goyim swear that they're not going to be too mean to us. They're not going to be too tough on us than more than necessary. Whatever that means exactly. For Reb Yehuda says, I have another pasuk. So we have a whole back and forth about whether or not there's a pasuk that says you're not supposed to move back to Eretz Yisrael. So the takeaway from this Gemara would be the opposite. Not only is it not a mitzvah, It's a machlokes amoraim if you're even permitted to move back to Eretz Yisrael. Forget mitzvah. No one's suggesting that it's a mitzvah. All they're suggesting is, am I even permitted to go back to Eretz Yisrael, or is there some shvua that prevents Klal Yisrael from moving back? This is what we know today is the Sholeh Shvuos. The Sama Rebbe wrote a whole sefer called V'yal Moshe Sholeh Shvuos. He wrote a whole sefer. It's about 1,000 pages. It's kedai to read through it. They can't read through all of it. I tried. It takes a long time. But he talks about the whole idea of moving to Eretz Yisrael is based, and he calls the sefer Sholeh Shvuos. It's based on this Gemara, where the Gemara refers to the Sholeh Shvuos that Klal Yisrael made, that we one of the Shvuos are that we're not allowed to take back Eretz Yisrael, but the other Shvuos is that they're not allowed to be too mean to us. So one of the answers that people say is that they didn't keep their end, we didn't keep our end of the deal. There's only one problem. We don't know how much we're supposed to suffer under the gun, so it's very hard for us to say that. We don't know how much is too much. Maybe whatever we're getting is not enough. I don't know. Chas v'shalom. It's not nice to say. But we have no idea what's yoisi midai. But this all comes from this gemara.
Not referring to a yachid, or is there a klal?
So that's what part of the discussion is going to be. Is it going to be for everyone? Or whatever this line in Rashi says, shoyal b'chim yachad, sounds like everyone together. B'yad chazak, with some form of a strength. It sounds like we're taking over. So one of the easy ways to get out of it is saying, well, we didn't do it in 1948. It was given to us. We weren't the ones, biyachad, biyad chazaka. They told us, go, here's Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that's one of the ways out of how this is, whether or not it's a breach in Sholeh Shvuos. If Salveitcher clearly was familiar with the Satmar Rebbe's Tainas, because the Nefesh Rav, at least at one point, he addresses some of the Satmar Rebbe's Tainas and he answers them back. So he was clearly familiar with, I don't know if he went through the whole Sefer, but he was definitely familiar with some of the Satmar Rebbe's Tainas. If Shechta, I just saw before I came here that he writes in Ikve Atzain that the Satmar Rebbe's Tainas of Sholeh Shvuos is widely rejected. He quotes even from the Stipler. The Stipler already thought that the Satmar Rebbe's Tainas of Sholeh Shvuos are not the cheshbon of whether or not you should or shouldn't live in Eretz Yisrael. So we're not going to really discuss so much that part. What we're going to discuss is there a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So this Gemara in Ksubis is not leading us anywhere that it says anything of a mitzvah. It does talk about the beauty of living in Eretz Yisrael, that if you live in Eretz Yisrael, it's a lot better living in Chutz La'aretz, and Chutz La'aretz is bad. That's all true. Does that equal mitzvah and or chiv? So this Gemara, if anything is a raya, then it might even be a potential mitzvah, which is what, that was the opinion of the Satmar Rebbe. There's another Gemara, a very important Gemara in Gittin. This Gemara everyone talks about, not usually when they're talking about Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. They talk about this Gemara when they learn the sugya of Amir L'Nochri. Whenever you learn the sugya of Amir L'Nochri, this Gemara comes up very important. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that Hakoyne Sode B'Surya, if a person buys a field in Surya, Kikoyne B'Provayu Yerushalayim. So if he bought in Yerushalayim, so the Gemara says, so who cares where you buy? What's the Maila? So Amar Rav Sheish is Loimah Shekaisin Olav Oinov Afilu B'Shabbos. It means you're allowed to write the document. If I buy a piece of land in Surya, I'm allowed to write the deed of the field, I'm allowed to write it on Shabbos. Frank Gemara, B'Shabbos HaKadaitach, what are you talking about? You're allowed to receive a B'Shabbos? This is the rice. So Gemara, no, No, this doesn't mean you're allowed to write on Shabbos. You're not allowed to sit there in the lawyer's office writing up the document that you're going to buy and sell the land. That's also, that's Ksiva Deraisa. What is Mutar? You're allowed to ask a guy. So let's say, for example, you have a non-Jewish lawyer. So you tell your lawyer, listen, sign this, sign that, let's get things done. Frank Dimar, how's this permitted? What do you mean? Amir L'Nochri is an Isra Rabbanon. Contrary to popular opinion, people don't know this. There is an Isra of Amir L'Nochri. Someone called me up before Yom Tov. They asked me, can my guy do X and Y? I said, absolutely not. That's Amir L'Nochri. There's an Isra Rabbanon called Amir L'Nochri. There is such an Isra. A lot of people think everything's mutter today because you do it in a backwards way, everything's mutter. It's complicated. You have to learn the halachas thoroughly. But the Gemara says Amir L'Nochri. Frank Dimar, why is that mutter? Even though Amir L'Nochri is an Isra Rabbanon, so why are we matter it? Remove the rabbinic prohibition of Amir L'Nochri because Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So this Gemara is very much more severe. This Gemara sounds like this is a serious thing. It's not only, it's a mitzvah. It sounds like in the Gemara, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Again, the Gemara never used the word mitzvah. It's interesting. The Gemara doesn't say Mishum Mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says, because Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So one could have learned the Gemara that it's not a mitzvah, it's not a chayv, it's important. It's an important thing. And for some reason, Chazal waived the prohibition because this is something important. Not necessarily mitzvah. The problem with that is there's a very big Taisus over here that everyone talks about when they learn the halacha, Sugiz Amir L'Nachri, where Taisus starts saying, whoa, one second, are we matter Amir L'Nachri for all mitzvahs? Is this, that's it, anytime you have a mitzvah, Amir L'Nachri? And that's where Taisus has a whole discussion. So it sounds like from the Rishonim, at least in Gittin, that they assume that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is an example of a mitzvah. So that means it's a mitzvah. So at least we have now that at least this Gemara would imply that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael seems to be some form of a mitzvah. What? Because Amir L'Nachri is a shvus.
No, I understand, so maybe...
If I can, I would have suggested they made right because if it's a shvus to shvus, there's even more leniencies. So that's where everyone talks about in halacha how this works at halacha l'mais. So again, so this gemara I think is a starker raya that we're going to have to deal with. That it seems to be more than just a nice thing. It seems to be some form of a mitzvah, possibly even a chayv. If we go back a little backwards, let's go back to the Psukim in the Torah. In the end of Sefer Bamidbar, this is a mistake, I apologize, number 4 is not Dvarim, it's Bamidbar. If you look in the end of Sefer Bamidbar, Parshas Maaseh, so sometimes it's hard to find good Torah to talk about in Parshas Maaseh, so a lot of people, they'll talk about Mitzvah Yishev Eretz Yisrael over there. I think I saw Minchas Asher, he has a piece over there in Sefer, at the end of Parshas Maaseh. It's not such an exciting Parsha, so you need something Gishmak to talk about. So Mitzvah Yishev Eretz comes up over there. Why? The Pasuk over there describes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Jewish people that when you cross the Yarden, you should go into Eretz Yisrael, you should get rid of all the people, and you clean up all Avodah Zarah, no Avodah Zarah should be left. And after that, then, this is the important pasuk. It says, V'harashtem es ha'aretz. I'm not going to translate that word, because it's a machlokes rishonim. Whatever that means, V'harashtem es ha'aretz. V'yishavtem bo, and you should then dwell in the land. Ki lachem nasati es ha'aretz, because for you, I gave this land, Eretz Yisrael l'resh es ha'aretz. What does it mean, V'harashtem es ha'aretz? So normally we translate the word V'harashtem es ha'aretz, means you should inherit Yerusha. So Rashi over here in Chumash has a different translation for the word. Rashi learns Vaharashta Moisei means Vaharashta Moisei Miyoshveha. Not over here, Yerusha, it actually means from the Lashon to kick out. Vaharashta here means you should get rid of, remove. The Harashta Moisei, it means you should clean the land of the previous inhabitants. Then Vyashafta, but then you could live there. But you got to clean the land out. We can't have any of these chever left over from before. So Rashi says, it's Mamasha tonight. If you get rid of everyone, then Vyashafta, but if not, if you can't empty and clear that, you have no right to be Yishavtim. So according to Rashi, this pasuk has no bearing on our day today. This pasuk is not talking about Bizman Hazeh. The pasuk is talking about when Klai Yisrael crossed over the Yarden, moved to Eretz Canaan, they had to clear out the land. So here the Loshon Vahirashtim is not Yerusha, but it really means to get rid of. The Ramban, and his commentary on Chumash, disagrees. And he writes like this. Number 9, he writes, Al Daiti Zu Mitzvah Sasehi. The Ramban says, I think this pasuk is alluding to a positive commandment. Yitzava Oysam Sheyoshu Be'eretz. That we have a mitzvah to dwell in this land. The Yerushu Oysam. And we should inherit it. Kihu Nasna Lehem. Was given to Lehem. V'lo Yimusu B'Nachlas Hashem. We shouldn't be disgusted by this Nachla that Hashem gave us as a gift. Ve'elu Yala Adaitam L'Lechas L'Lichvash Eretz Shinoi Eretz Ashur. Don't think, you know what, we're going to go conquer another land. We'll have another Jewish country. It doesn't have to be in Israel. Let it be anywhere. We'll go to Uganda. We'll have a Jewish country. Says the Ramban, that's not right. The pasuk is telling you that that's not what you're supposed to think. You're supposed to think that this is the land. Then he writes, if the Jewish people got together one day and decided, you know what, we're going to have a Jewish land somewhere else in the world, not in Eretz Yisrael, writes the Ramban, we'd be in a violation of this mitzvah saseh. He says, the fact that we find the Gemara's and Ksubas give so much value to living in Eretz Yisrael, that you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, and the Gemara considers a lady who doesn't want to move with her husband as a meredith, and that's why she loses the Ksuba. Goes both ways. The Ramban obviously paskins like the Bavli, not like the Yerushalmi that we mentioned last week, that either spouse can force. This is where the commandment comes from. We talked last week, we couldn't understand where does this come from, this whole mitzvah that you can force your spouse to move to Eretz Yisrael. Says Ramban, it's in this week's Parshas Maaseh. From the fact that the Torah says, you got to live in Eretz Yisrael. This is a positive commandment that you have to live in Eretz Yisrael. And this mitzvah is repeated in many places. Then he ends off, he says, but Rashi learns not like me. So this machlokes Rishonim between Rashi and the Ramban is really telling how do you read the word of Harashtem. Does Harashtem mean to clean out? Does Harashtem mean you should dwell there? So we have a very important machlokes Rishonim, how to learn a pasuk in the Torah to define whether or not there would be a mitzvah saseh of yeshivas Eretz Yisrael all the time. According to Rashi, there's no such mitzvah. So according to Rashi, you have to ask the question, so how do you learn all those gemaras and ksubas? What's the big shake about Eretz Yisrael? What's so great about it? If there's no mitzvah to live there, why can you force your spouse and all these other things? It becomes a little bit more complicated.
Why is it, even if you touch it as get rid of, why is it totally? It could be two things. The two separate. I want you to do this, and I want you to do that. Why is it?
I'm guessing Rashi learned it from the two words v'harashim v'yishavtim. If it was just to, right, so he's learning that one's totally the other. I'm not sure why. The Ramban's way would probably be the more standard way of reading the pasuk. If we, you know, if you stop someone and ask them how do you read this pasuk, you already read Vairashtim, you should inherit, and then you should live there. So that's why Rashi, I guess, felt that you have to change things up, and he learned Vairashtim means to kick out, and Vyashavtim is a tnai in the yeshiva. So the way a lot of people, when they discuss the sugya, they discuss the Rambam Shita. Of course, the Rambam Shita is relevant to halacha. Is that if you look in the Rambam, when the Rambam's minyan ha-mitzvahs, when the Rambam counts the mitzvahs, he does not count the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't count the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael as one of the mitzvahs asim. Okay? So there's a couple of different ways to go with that. Why did the Rambam leave it out? So in the Ramban, who also spent a lot of time on the Minyan HaMitzvahs, so at the end of the Rambam's Mitzvahs HaSeh, the Ramban wrote his own piece, where he disagrees with wherever the Rambam left out a mitzvah, and he puts it in. The reason why this is important is because all the Rishayim have their own number for Minyan HaMitzvahs. Everyone has to agree that it's 613. The question is, how did you get to the number 613? So if one Rishon takes one out, he's got to make it up somewhere else. So that's the beauty of learning Sefer HaMitzvahs. I regret that when I was younger, I had the schus to hear once a week from then the Rosh Hashiva of Zalag Epstein used to give a share in Sefer HaMitzvahs, and he used to talk all day long about this Rambam and Ramban. I was too young to fully appreciate the godliness of learning it. And I remember one share he spoke about, that who cares about this all if it's in the Minyan HaMitzvahs? And if it's not in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, you don't have to keep it. Like, how does this all work? So he gave a lot of shurim where he talked about the chashivas of Sefer HaMitzvahs, and many Rishonim devoted their lives to learning Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Smag wrote and the Bahag wrote. They wrote a lot of svarim, so it's an important thing to figure out who wrote what. So the Rambam did not count Mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. It shouldn't shock you, because I think Rashi would agree with him. Rashi and Chumash would also agree there's no Mitzvah Yishuv Eretz. Prove it to me. It's not an apostate, it doesn't exist. So the Ramban over here, if we look at number 7, the Ramban, on his addition to the Rambam, he writes that the Rambam left out a couple of mitzvahs. What are they, says the Rambam? First of all, we have a mitzvah of Yerusha Sa'aretz. We have a mitzvah to make sure that the land of Eretz Israel does not go to any other nation except for the Jewish people. We have to get it out of them. If it's by someone else, we got to take it away from them. Hashem told us, you got to take it. So here the Ramban assumes that we have a mitzvah to make sure that no one else has Eretz Yisrael. He thinks the right, so that's the kasha. So that's what we're going to see. The Megillas Esther answered that with the Shalosh Shavuos. So that's one thing. Secondly, writes the Ramban another mitzvah. The Ramban holds is about 4 mitzvahs learned out from this pasuk. One of them is you have to go to war and get Eretz Yisrael back. Then the other thing is you have to live in Eretz Yisrael. Then you have to set up some form of a government in Eretz Yisrael. There's a lot of things you got to do. So the Ramban writes over here, and if you look in Beis, he writes, the Ramban holds, if we'd go to war to take back Eretz Yisrael from whoever has it, that's a mechemes mitzvah. That would become a mechemes mitzvah. That would be considered a mitzvah. That was one of the Samar Rebbe's kashas. He felt that even if it's a mechemes mitzvah, mechatesis, so many people have to die. So if Soloveitchik had a teretz for how to get back around the Samar Rebbe's kasha. Yeah. Yes. That's the Avdei Nezer's chiddush. That's Avdei Nezer's pshat. We'll get to it. We'll hopefully get to all the pshatim and that answer all the kashas. But again, I think when people do this sugya, they focus on this Rambam and the Ramban, but there's another major reason which you have to focus on, which is Taisvus. Even after all the small clears and we prove that the Rambam holds it is a mitzvah, that's great. What about Taisvus that we mentioned last week from Rabbeinu Chaim? Hell, there is no mitzvah, so we'll have to try to make everything work. So the Rambam continues, he writes, V'oimer ani, ki ha-mitzvah shechachom ma-fligim bov, he dearest Eretz Yisrael. There's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, because the Gemara says, kol yeitzim imenu v'dor b'chutz l'aretz, yebeinecha koyim d'avay d'zara. So he says there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. He writes, I'm skipping a line, imken he mitzvah to say l'dayros. This is a mitzvah forever. Mechayiv kol echad mimenu. Every Jew must go and live in Eretz Yisrael. V'afilu b'zman golos. Even if it's during golos, no exception, everyone must live in Eretz Yisrael. So here's where the Ramban repeats himself, like he made it very clear to us in his commentary on Chumash, but here he writes, there's a minyan mitzvahs, that there's a mitzvah of kibush aretz, we gotta conquer the land, go to war, it's considered l'chemes ha-mitzvah, and we have a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. So the Megillas Esther, who was much later, he was an Achron, he wrote the Sefer, he named the Sefer Esther because his mother died, I think when he was either very young, and he wanted to do something for her neshama, so he named the Sefer after Megillas Esther. So he wrote a Sefer Megillas Esther, he comes to defend the Rambam. Why? What is the Rambam answer to all the Ramban's kashas? So he comes to defend the Rambam. Why did the Rambam not count Kibush Aretz? And why did the Rambam count living in Eretz Yisrael? Why did the Rambam leave out all these things? So the Megillas Esther writes, nearly ki mashalei mina haravu l'fish mitzvahs Yerushas Aretz v'yeshiva loy nogu rak b'mei Moshe v'yeshuva David. So it's not true. We do not have a positive commandment all the time to conquer Eretz Yisrael. That was for Moshe, Yeshua, and David. The Chosman Shloi Golem Atzim before the base of Medrash was destroyed. Avla Acha Shegolem Yalim. Saying once we kicked out of Eretz Yisrael, Ein Mitzvah Zu Nehegis L'Doiris Ad Eis Bo HaMashiach. The Rambam held there's no such mitzvah today to go wage war and get back Eretz Yisrael. That's only going to be when Mashiach comes. Ki Ad Rabba, says the Miguel Sester. What are you talking about? How can we go up and take back Eretz Yisrael? That would be a direct breach in the Shalosh Shavuos. We made a Shavuah that we're not going to go back and take Eretz Yisrael beyond Chazaka. And here the Ramban is telling me we should gather an army and go fight and take back Eretz Yisrael like a Mechemes HaMitzvah. How could that be? So he tells that Gemara is a riot that you're not allowed to do it. So Rav Shechter point there, he said he thinks the Megillah Esther was the first person that actually gave some halachic credence to that Gemara and Ksubas. Pashas, you read all those Gemara and Ksubas, you think they're just like Ashkafa, they're Drush, they're Agadita. Megillah Esther is giving it halachic credence, saying from that Gemara we're going to prove a halacha. That you're not allowed to go put together an army and fight whoever was living in Eretz Yisrael. It's prohibited based on the Shalosh Shavuos. So therefore he says it's not true. So first of all, there's no mitzvah of kibush Eretz Yisrael because that would be a breach in the Shalosh Shavuos. What about living in Eretz Yisrael, writes the Megillah Esther? And the fact that he's supposed to live in Eretz Yisrael, there's only a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael when there's a Beis HaMikdash. A mitzvah law, there's no mitzvah. And he says, I'll prove it to you. Taisus and Ksubis, that says you can't force your spouse, Bizman Azeh, to move to Eretz Yisrael because there is no mitzvah. And then he says, I'll prove it to you. He says, because if there'd be a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, how could the Navi come and prohibit us to leave Bavel and move to Eretz Yisrael? I thought there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. If the Ramban is correct that there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, how could a Navi come later and make a din that you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael and move to Bavel? You're not allowed to move to Eretz Yisrael. But if there's a mitzvah sase, you have to do a mitzvah sase. Elamai says in Megillah Esther, there is no such mitzvah. So Pashup Shad Megillah Esther rules in the Rambam that the Rambam held there was absolutely no mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, no mitzvah Kivush Eretz Yisrael, none of these rules apply. That would be the pashtus of the reading of the Rambam. The only problem is, if the Rambam learns like the Megillah Esther, there's a bunch of kashas on this Megillah Esther. Meaning you're assuming that the reason why the Rambam didn't count it is the Rambam held, we only count mitzvahs that are Negeil Adairus. There's a couple of problems. Many Achrayim asked. First of all, it's not true. The Rambam counted Karbonus. One of the minyan mitzvahs the Rambam has Karbonus. There's no Karbonus today. It's not a mitzvah l'dayris. So if the Rambam only counts mitzvahs l'dayris, why would he count Karbonus?
He
counts it as one of the Tariq mitzvahs. One of the Tariq mitzvahs is Karbonus. So one of them is Karbonus. So if you're going to count Karbonus, how do you answer that?
Without,
just before you get off the ground, if he's counting tariyag mitzvahs,
right? Then it must be that he's counting
mitzvahs
that are not
ledoros,
because otherwise there'd be more than tariyag mitzvahs.
Not necessarily. You'll have to play around with the
mitzvahs.
You have to go through each
mitzvah.
That's part of the kasha.
No, but we have a
masorah
that there were tariyag mitzvahs.
That's right. We don't know what they are.
Some that are ledoros and some
that are not. So you have to play with the numbers. And the Rambam's going to have to rearrange his numbers to come to 613. But if the Rambam sheet is the only count of mitzvahs that are negei ledoros, so karbonos are shver.
When the Rambam gives a list of mitzvahs,
right.
Is he counting 613 or is he counting 492? Because he's leaving out the 146. No,
they don't make into the number 613. 613 are only those that are negated.
On its face, it must be that he's including all the mitzvahs that are ledoros and all the mitzvahs that are not ledoros. Otherwise, there'd be 947 mitzvahs and 613 are ledoros, and those are the ones that he's counting.
Right.
And presumably, there are others in the Torah.
They're not.
Masorah from Chazal.
Right.
From Moshe, there were 613 mitzvahs altogether.
Whatever that means, right?
However you slice them, right.
That's correct.
So, and if Rambam comes up with a number of 613, then by definition, it has to include all the mitzvahs that there are. So those are.
No. It includes those mitzvahs that the Rambam held or those Rishonim held go into this magical tariyak. Doesn't mean there aren't other things that don't get into the minyan. Doesn't mean they're not mitzvahs. Is they're not counted in the minyan mitzvahs. They're not counted. Whatever the significance of the counting is. Doesn't mean they're not mitzvahs. They're not of the tariyag. They might be other types of things. That's where we start off with. What's the whole chashivus of being tariyag? And if it's not tariyag, then you don't have to keep it. Okay, that's for a bigger discussion.
By the way, so, it's not tariyag, it becomes a mitzvah drabbanon.
Pashtus not. It doesn't become a drabbanon. It's just it's a mitzvah. It's just not one of the 613 mitzvahs. It's not this magical number tariyag. So how do you answer this kasha? So the Minchas Alazar has a truv in Chelek Hay, where he suggests a big chiddush, where he thinks it's not true. Karbanos are negei la'olam because the same way we brought karbanos before, we're going to bring karbanos later. That's called laderis. But kibush Eretz Yisrael, when Mashiach comes, will be done differently. It will be a different type of kibush Eretz Yisrael. How it's going to work is not the same way we did it the first time. So therefore, it's not considered l'dayris. L'dayris means that it's going to pick up the way it once was. Even though there'll be a break in between, but eventually we'll pick up the way it was done. But Mashenkin kibush Eretz Yisrael, says the Munkach Rebbe, changed. It's going to be a different type of kibush Eretz Yisrael. That's the teretz that he gives. But this is the bomb kasha that everyone asks the Megillah Esther. What do you do with a lot of mitzvahs that he counts that are clearly not l'dayris? So many people don't like to learn like this Megillah Esther. Now, there's better raya that the Megillah Esther's pshat may not be so true because the Rambam himself seems to give chashivas to Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The Moshul. The Rambam writes in number 9, he writes, Umutu lishkin b'chol oylem, you're allowed to live anywhere you want, chutz mi'eretz Mitzrayim, except for Egypt. Meneyam agod. So the mashmois of the Rambam is you can live wherever you want, and it's not usur to live chutz l'aretz. It sounds like you're not in a breach of doing anything wrong if you want to live in chutz l'aretz. So this Rambam...
It means like it's b'diyav,
okay, so this Rambam is not too conclusive either way. He himself, he used to write on tshuvas, Ani, who lives in Mitzrayim, was being Ivan Aver every single day. He used to write that on the letterhead when he sent out Shilas. But there's another more important Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos. What does the Rambam write in Hilchas Shabbos number 10? Halakeach ba'ayis beretz Yisrael. If you buy a house and that's someone anochi, motaloy loymel anochi lichtev shtabbos Shabbos. You're allowed to ask a guy to write up the star document on Shabbos. Why? Shamil anochi b'shabbos asur medivrei. Because Amil anochi is in the Rabbon. Ushamishiva Yisrael legozure. One second. According to Miguel Sester, the Rambam holds there's nothing about living in Eretz Yisrael. There's no mitzvah, there's no nothing. So why would we waive this Sarmeil and Ochr? If the Megillas Esther is correct, that the Rambam held there is no mitzvah today, why would he permit it? So this is a kasha that people have on the Rambam. I'm not so sure if it's such a kasha. I think if you look at the Lashon of the Gemara, you look at the Lashon of the Rambam, it's not about being a mitzvah. It's about being important. It's significant. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a big deal, for a lot of reasons. But doesn't mean it's a mitzvah. Doesn't mean it's a chiyuv. I don't think it's such a kasha on the Rambam. This Rambam is not saying it's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. The Megillas Esther is 100% right. It's not a mitzvah. Mitzvahs are different than good things and important things. Mitzvahs are mitzvahs. Commandments. You don't, the Rambam holds, you don't have to pack up all your bags and your family move to Eretz Yisrael. Well, you do, but if you do decide to move to Eretz Yisrael, that's a big deal. And it's an important thing. And for whatever reason, Chazal decided to waive the Yisrael. But that's not a raya that it's a mitzvah. I don't think it's a raya.
But then what other things that are not a mitzvah can you be
violated
by
your lack of?
Like, what?
If there's a pressing tzairich, sometimes, again, it's a lot easier because it's a nisa d'rabbanan. Again, remember, we're playing with a nisa d'rabbanan. We're dealing with a nisa d'rabbanan. Amil Anachu is only a nisa d'rabbanan. So it's a lot easier to justify Chazal being matter it.
But why are you buying the kona if there's no mitzvah to live there? What's all
for? Yeah, again, because they hold whatever yishuv Eretz Yisrael means. It's not clear what those words mean. I think some people learn yishuv Eretz Yisrael doesn't just mean to buy a house and live there by yourself. It means doing something that's going to help the growth of Eretz Yisrael. You're buying a house and helping out and doing something significant, not buying a house and sitting by yourself and not helping out the growth of Eretz Yisrael. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael means the development of Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't just mean you living in Eretz Yisrael. That's, I think, the one way people learn. But this is the question.
I don't know if you covered this last week or whatever. When you say the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, does that mean you buy a house in Israel and you live there constantly? Or you do like people, you know, I come for Shol Shvigolim, I come once in a while. How exactly does that define
so the mitzvah? Pashtus, we talked about last week that the Hafla held that if you're going to live a part-time in Eretz Yisrael, you can't force your spouse to move part-time. It's got to be there for full-time. Right. So some people in Yishuv Eretz Yisrael means this. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael means that you're going to have to live in Eretz Yisrael and add and do something productive for the growth of Eretz Yisrael. That's why many Chassidish Rebbes didn't move to Eretz Yisrael in their days because their Chassidim weren't moving with them. So for the Rebbe to move by himself to Eretz Yisrael doesn't help Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. How does that develop Eretz Yisrael? So I'm Achrein, well, if you live in Eretz Yisrael and you get supported from American money, you're not really helping the development of Eretz Yisrael. You're helping yourself.
So you're not, if you go as a retiree, you
would... So no, if you can do something productive and you can help the growth. So today's a little different. You buy in the store, so you're helping someone make money. You help grow a community. So some people learn like that. But the Pashtus, it sounds not like that from the Rambam. It just means living in Eretz Yisrael. So this is a problem on the Megillah Esther. There's another Rambam, number 11. The Rambam writes, Lo'olam yidor adam be'eretz Yisrael afilu be'ir shiru be'akum. The Rambam paskens like the Gemara in Ksubis. A Jew should always live in Eretz Yisrael, even if it's majority goyim. Val yidah b'chutz la'aretz and don't live in chutz la'aretz. And even if it's a majority Jews, better to live in Eretz Yisrael. Why shkal yetzel chutz la'aretz over avodizar? So this is the Gemara in Ksubis. So people ask, one second, if the Rambam holds like the Miguel says, that there's no mitzvah, there's no chiyuv, so what's the big shebang about living in Eretz Yisrael? Again, I don't think it's a kasha either. I think it's the same thing like you see in the Gemara. The Gemara quotes the same words. The Gemara never says it's a mitzvah or a chiv. The Gemara just means it's a chashuva thing to do. That Gemara is not supposed to be taken necessarily that it's a chiv or a mitzvah. It means it's a good thing to do. Yeah. Considering everything, it's a nice thing to do. It's a nice thing. It's a school. I don't know. Whatever word you want to use. Chiv, it's not a chiv. The Ram doesn't say loilam means a chiv. The Ram should have chayiv adam lador. It doesn't say chayiv. Loilam, it's a good thing. It's a nice thing. There's a mila to it. So I'm not so convinced that these Rambams are a grace of kasha against the Miguel Sester. I've seen people that write. They think these Rambams are a kasha on the Miguel Sester. I'm not convinced they're such a stark kasha. I think it's our aura, but I think there's a way out of it. The Pa'as HaShulchan wants to be mechadish that the Rambam held that it's a mitzvah derabbanan. It's not a mitzvah deraisa, it's a mitzvah derabbanan. What do you gain by that? That's why the Rambam doesn't put it in Tayag. Tayag is only for mitzvahs derabbanan. But it adds up all these other Rambams. Oh, the Rambam of course believes it's important on a rabbinic level. And that's why you can be Mechal HaShabbos at Rami Lanachi, and that's why you should live there, and that's why it's beautiful, because...
Why would it be that the Rabbanan would override the other Rabbanan?
Right, so that's a kasha that the Rishayim try to figure out in Tosfos and Gittin. It's a Gemara. Right. It's a kasha on the Gemara. However, you're going to learn the Gemara, and the Rishayim will deal with this. How do you understand the Gemara? Why this mitzvah? What about Bris Milah? Are we matter bismillah because of amilah nachi? That's a big sugya of how far we take this gemara. But that's I think according to the Rambam, all we're doing with the Rambam is we're just bringing it down a notch. We're saying it's not a mitzvah deraisa, but it's still a mitzvah. That's where the pasah shulchan learns in the Rambam. Rav Moshe has an interesting tshuva over here, number 13. Again, it's interesting to note the year. The year was Tovshin Lamed Zayin, 1977. So Rav Moshe writes, someone asked Rav Moshe, Be'enyin shekosah b'sifroi l'gabi mitzvahs dir b'eretz Yisrael, bosi l'oyer. Apparently, this Yid, I don't know who he is, but he had some Shtukal Torah that there's a mitzvah derabbanan to live in Eretz Yisrael. So some mitzvah derabbanan to live in Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe says, where does that come from, a mitzvah derabbanan? He writes, if you're going to tell me today that there is no mitzvah derabbanan, there's no reason why Chazal would have instituted such a mitzvah. We're so spread out. Most Jews can't just move to Eretz Yisrael. Ki yadua. Shekol ha-shanim ha-achaz man ha-tanoyim ha-yidorim b'Eretz Yisrael m'sei mispoch l'igim m'sparim ha-filu l'chelik echon ha-elf. V'rak m'zmanenu ha-achaz sh'nechrevo iku yishuv Eretz Yisrael al-idei ha-natsim v'aradifos al-adas b'Rusio l'chalik choshim m'chal Yisrael. It's only a relatively new thing that people started in, mass immigration to Eretz Yisrael. Says v'maishu v'afi neymash ha-tikinu even if someone made such a takana ate the kantum klum. There's no chashivas to such a takana. It was never accepted. Throughout history, go through history, from the times of the Amoraim to the times of the late 1800s, there wasn't this mass migration to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael was always a small, small chelik of the Jews. So if there was a mitzvah derabbanan, so no one's keeping it. So obviously it wasn't espashit, such a takana. So therefore, says Rav Moshe, it's either on. Either you hold it's a mitzvah deraisa like the Ramban, or you hold it, no mitzvah at all. But he ends off, v'shayach rak loyma de'ika mailu v'chashivas. This is the way I want to learn the Rambam. That it's not a mitzvah, but it's something. It's something better. If all bets are equal, the Rambam will tell you, you can either live in Eretz Yisrael, you can live in Chutzlars, live in Eretz Yisrael. Are you being mekayim a mitzvah? No. Are you getting schar for a mitzvah? No, but there's a mailu to it. So that's the way I think Rav Moshe's reference over is the way I would have learned the Rambam. The Rambam's not saying it's any mitzvahs. The Rambam is like the Megillah Esther said. It's no mitzvah. It's a nice thing. There's a mailu v'chashivas. That's right. So this is where everyone kind of ends the sugya, where they say, well, how does the Rambam hold? So you have two choices. You can either subscribe to the Megillah Esther, where the Megillah Esther thinks there's no mitzvah at all. You can subscribe to the Pasah Shulchan that holds the Rambam held, it's still a mitzvah derabbanan. Or you could say that a third option, and this is the option many Achreinim like to use, is that fakert, the Rambam really holds it's a mitzvah deraisa. He doesn't disagree with the Ramban in that regard. So then the kash is, so why is it not in the Tayag Mitzvahs? So this is where everyone comes up with this, some creative different pshat. The Moshe Abnei Nezer has a shtickle, where Abnei Nezer says, it's because it's included in another mitzvah. What's the other mitzvah that's included? So he held it's included in the mitzvah of Hachrim Tachrim, that you have a mitzvah to get rid of the Zion Amamim when you move into Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, the Rambam has a sheet, he doesn't count mitzvahs twice. He only counts it once. So the example that Abnei Nezer gave is like Lamashal, the mitzvah of building the Aron and the Kapiris and the mitzvah of Binyan HaMikdash. The Rambam doesn't count that as two separate mitzvahs, it's one big mitzvah. So therefore, since the Rambam doesn't break it down individually, so here also, the Rambam held the mitzvah of Hachareim includes everything. Now this is a shtickle shver because that mitzvah of Hachareim and the mitzvah of Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael are two very different mitzvahs. I understand you want to include Hachareim and Kibush together. But Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael means I go in my and I buy a piece of property and I live in Eretz Yisrael. That's included in the mitzvah of kicking out all the Zayin Amim. It's a little different type of mitzvah.
No, because supposedly, if you're living the choice between, he tells you how to do the mitzvah. So the only way to live in ourselves by kicking out the
Torah. Right. That's what he said. Same thing with the Aron and the Parochas. The Aron, you can't have an Aron without a Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Interestingly enough, the Ramban l'shitasoi, Taka counts it as a separate mitzvah. The Ramban counts building a Mikdash and building of the Aron as two separate mitzvahs, so this is l'shitasoi. That's how the Adi Nezer gets out of it. It's still a mitzvah kilelos, and therefore, which means if you go with this Adi Nezer, it comes out that the Rambam and the Ramban agree that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah, although it's not counted in Minyan HaMitzvahs. Rev Schechter has a different pshat, the Nikkei V'Hatzoi, and he suggests it's included in the mitzvah of putting up a melech. There's a mitzvah, then you move into Eretz Yisrael, you should put on a melech. So he thinks included in that mitzvah is have some form of a government, and have some form of a democracy, and have a king, and have a president, and have government and structure, and people should live there. That's all inclusive in the mitzvah of putting up a melech. That's Rav Schechter's suggestion of how to get a Rambam. So everyone seems to feel that there's another way of learning the Rambam, that the Rambam would hold it's a mitzvah deraisa. Okay, good. So that's half the battle. So you want to tell me that you want to say that it's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael because of the Rambam. Okay, I think that's debatable. But the other reason that many people don't focus on is the Taisus and Ksubis. Taisus and Ksubis number 13 is talking about the Gemara and Ksubis that we learned last week that says you're allowed to force your spouse to make aliyah. So Taisus writes over there, This rule is not applicable anymore. To ikas sakarnas derachim, it's very dangerous to make aliyah. This halacha never applies. Then he quotes from this Rabbeinu Chaim. To akshav ein mitzvah lodu b'Eretz Yisrael. Nowadays, no mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Why not? Not like we said in the Rambam, but for a new reason. It's very hard to live in Eretz Yisrael. You got to keep a lot of rules. There's a lot of mitzvahs that you have in Eretz Yisrael you don't have in America. But kama inshim. We can't keep all the rules and to be on top of them. So Rabbeinu Chaim basically says that the reason why there's no mitzvah living in Eretz Yisrael today is too difficult. We can't handle the responsibility that comes along with Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. All bets are off. This is the opinion of Rabbeinu Chaim quoted in the Tosfos. The Maharit, who was the late 1500s, early 1600s, the Maharit wrote a tshuva where he was very disturbed by this Rabbeinu Chaim. And he writes, He says, I don't understand what's so hard. A guy wants to buy a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael. What's so hard? He says, it's not so hard. What's so hard about it? Rabbeinu Chaim paints this depressed picture. It's so hard. He says, what's so hard? You go to Eretz Yisrael, you buy a house, and you keep the rules. What's so schlecht? So then he says over here, he doesn't get the whole thing. And then he says, first of all, the Yisnaigu Lahani Mila, the Rabbeinu Chaim, why is it that no one else besides this Rabbeinu Chaim ever makes such a comment that there's no mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh? If Rabbeinu Chaim is right, why was he the only one who said it? Rabbeinu Chaim was a Rishon. The Maharit lived in the late 1500s. So from the 1200s to the 1500s, no one else felt a compelling argument to make that b'zman hazeh there's no mitzvah in Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Where was everyone?
Right,
that's also true. So he writes over here, he says, U'matzos b'chufas ma'ram. There's no reason to be mechalik. He quotes Yushami, and this is where it really gets good. Says the Maharit, he's convinced that there's a misprint in this Tosfos. He thinks that this Tosfos, he says, is really a mistake. Tosfos, he says, was a magia of a Talmud, the lav de samchi klal. It's nothing to rely on. Right, whenever all else fails, printing mistake. So says my writ, printing mistake. He thinks there can't be such a sheet that none of the Rishonim bring it down. If there was such a sheet as Rishonim that Tosfos brings down, why does no one else bring it down? One of his rayas, he brings the Tosfos Rosh, doesn't even bring it down. Why no one else brings it down? So the Maharit is convinced there must be some form of a printing mistake over here. This Tosfos, you don't have to be concerned. Interestingly enough, the Ber Hativ, on Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer, he doesn't seem so convinced. He writes, what about Bezman Hazeh? He says, well, in Bezman Hazeh, in mitzvah lalais the Eretz Yisrael. So he quotes the Tosfos and Ksubas that we have, that quotes Rabbeinu Chaim, that says, there is no mitzvah. Then he quotes the Rosh, the Aguda, the Tor, Mashmad Yesh mitzvah af Bezman Hazeh, that they hold even today there's a mitzvah. So he writes at the end, the Kivan, the Ikaplukta, the Rabbis say, Miuchal Lichvayt Mishayin Eroitzel Lalais. He says, today, since it is a Machloikis Mishayinim, you can't force a spouse. But he's at least agreeing that Rabbeinu Chaim existed. He's not willing to subject to this idea that it was a toss. He thinks it's right.
Do we have any other mitzvah that we say doesn't apply because it's difficult?
Usually not. Nope. So that's how we explained last week with Moshe Feinstein as a tshuva, where he wants to be masbis that part of Rabbeinu Chaim Shtikol Torah is that he really believes that because there's no Beis Hamikdash, that already knocks down the whole mitzvah to a lower level. That already takes the mitzvah to a different playing field. So Memela, once you have svaras like that, then already there's more room to be making. But if it would be during the time of Beis HaMikdash, this wouldn't fly. No, this wouldn't make a difference. Beis HaMikdash, you got to do it. But because there's no Beis HaMikdash, she really thinks that knocks it down a lot. Mr. Avon, right? That's true. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva over here. Well, he talks about the Shaila, and he goes, Rav Moshe addresses the Shaila, and he writes like this, with regard to what you're asking me, is there a mitzvah living in Eretz Yisrael like the Ramban? I'm not sure why Rav Moshe should have said, Ramban, who can Rambam? Okay, I'm not sure how much you can be a dyke in such a Shaila, but Rav Moshe, we know the Ramban held it's a mitzvah, or you can Rav Chaim in Tosfos and Ksubas, or we assume like Rav Chaim in Tosfos says, there ain't a mitzvah. So obviously Rav Moshe assumed that that Tosfos is legitimate. He didn't think like the Maharit. He thought Tosfos is something you can deal with. So he writes, "Hini reiva poiskim sarvi duhu mitzvah. Most poiskim hold it's a mitzvah. Avo poshet says Rav Moshe she'ein b'zeh b'zman hazeh mitzvah chiyuvis." Rav Moshe introduces us to a new idea that although it's a mitzvah, there's two types of mitzvahs. There's what's called a mitzvah chiyuvis that you have to do. We all have to put on tefillin every single day. And then there's the mitzvah chiyuvis, I'm sorry, that we have to do. We have to eat matzah, we have to put on tefillin. Then what's called the mitzvah chiyuvis. We don't have to do it, but if we decide to do it, we'll get a check for it. So Rav Moshe thinks that's what Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is like. You don't have to move to Eretz Yisrael. You're not bound by moving to Eretz Yisrael. But if you do live in Eretz Yisrael, you will get a check for living in Eretz Yisrael. And he proves it. He says, if it would be a mitzvah chiyuvis, no one would be allowed to live outside of Eretz Yisrael. everyone would be automatically over there. I say, "Kemoi mishi yavash beged shadal kanfes." But it's like everyone's wearing a beged dalad kanfes without tzitzis. Sheish is a lulvash kedusha layavala say the tzitzis. Floy hisker iser. No, we didn't say usser. El hador beres Yisrael shasal lotzis. Okay, it goes the other way. If you're ready in Eretz Yisrael, then you're not allowed to leave. It doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara that you're not allowed to live in Chutz Laaretz. It's usser. It says it's like you're having a Avodah Zarah. It's like you have no Hashem. It doesn't say it's usser. Zephyr says, Rav Moshe, he doesn't think that's true. V'gam kein havadei eini iser lav, v'mayi iser gam l'anshi chutz laaretz havadei l'ramam lo yimer stam usser l'shkein. The Ram should word usser. Elam kein chazik rav. The Rambam writes, when you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael if you have a compelling reason. Why didn't the Rambam say you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael? Because it's not true. Avol mitzara oisa eini chiyuvis ala kishadorsha mikayim mitzvah. So therefore says Rav Moshe, it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. So therefore says Rav Moshe, he thinks that that's why Rabbeinu Chaim makes a lot of sense. Once you explain it's no longer a chiyuv, why would you put yourself in a situation that gets you into trouble? If it would be a mitzvah chiyuvis, you'd have to go to Eretz Yisrael and you'd have to learn all of Zrayim and you'd have to deal with the Zrayim issues. But says Rav Moshe, but now that it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, it's a mitzvah kiyumis, why would you put yourself in a situation that you're going to end up doing more bad than good? What's going to happen? You're going to move to Eretz Yisrael because you want a mitzvah chiyumis, but you're not going to learn any of the rules. So you're going to end up doing more yisurim than mitzvah. Says Rav Moshe, doesn't make any sense. This is the way Rav Moshe understood. The fear of Moshe answers up the Rambam. Why didn't the Rambam count it entire? Because the Rambam didn't count mitzvahs kiyumis. He only counted mitzvah chiyumis. It depends how you count some of them. It gets a little tricky. No, it's not a mitzvah kiyumis. That's voluntary. That's a mistamalev. Maybe sukkah. We said so if you eat matzah the other days of Pesach. If you eat bread in the sukkah the other days, the sukkahs might be what we call today. You don't have to, but if you do, you'll get a check. It might be more complicated. Rav Soloveitchik had the same lumdus. And Panini Hera, Rav Soloveitchik held the same pshat. Because he was also bothered. How all these very great people, none of them moved to Eretz Yisrael. So the truth is, I'm not sure what everyone was so bothered with. We're going to learn there are plenty of heterim not to move to Eretz Yisrael. If you can't make parnasa. So all these great rabbis, I don't know if all the chassidim were going to move with them, or the yeshivas were going to move with them, they'd be out of a job. So maybe you're not mechuyev to give up your parnasa to move to Eretz Yisrael. But Rav Soloveitchik and Rav Moshe didn't assume like that. They were very troubled. Why is it that everyone makes mass aliyah? So says Rav Soloveitchik, number 17, "Uke'ein zeher Rabbeinu oid bezdamnas acheres, sheme'etzem ha'ovda sheruba derubu shagdei Yisrael meshach kolshonas ha'golos, loy azu es medinas megreim lavor lador be'Eretz Yisrael." Why didn't all the gedolim from the time of Korban Bayis all the way up till the 1800s, why wasn't there this mass migration to Eretz Yisrael? Says Rav Soloveitchik, "Yeshon olom mizaguf oisha mitzvah logo be'Eretz Yisrael hazeh, rak mitzvah kiyumis." Not a mitzvah chiyumis, it's a mitzvah chiyumis. Oy, he suggests, like I was mentioning to you, shemachmas eze shein siba acheres peturis ha'yum mechuyves aliyah. They had their own reasons why you don't have to move to Eretz Yisrael. What are some of the reasons? We'll see in a second. So, Rav Soloveitchik and Rav Moshe both seem to agree that it is a mitzvah, but what we call a mitzvah chiyumis.
But it's from 1948.
Yeah.
People weren't allowed to go. There were prohibitions.
Right, so...
So how can you ask a question on what people did?
There was a lot between then and post the Chorban. There are a lot of years where there was availability. Oh, so that's what we're going to see. We're going to see there's a lot of good reasons to why people don't have to move to Eretz Yisrael. So, or didn't. Which might or might not apply now. Rav Moshe Sternbach in Ma'idim Uzmanim has a piece where he's also troubled with this Maharit. He says, V'afshib Maharit Mufurish at Talmud Torah, even though the Maharit seems to think Rabbeinu Chaim was a mistake, Ha'ibit Poiskim Tosu Advam Kiposhna. Many people bring it the way we have it. V'chim Mufurish B'shlo, the Shlo Kodesh brings down, U'ma'bit V'ayit Ha'ibit Poiskim Shlo Yigiyu B'Taisus Klal. You see from Rav Moshe brought down Taisus the way we have it. So I think most people don't assume like this Rabbeinu Chaim, this Ma'arit that is a printing mistake. They don't think it's a printing mistake. They think this Rabbeinu Chaim is a real Shita. So what are some of the reasons why people don't move to Eretz Yisrael? So there's a very, very Gishmaka Pesche Tshuva over here, which I guess we're not going to have time to get to, where the Pesche Tshuva discusses a story. It talks about a story about a family that wanted to make Aliyah. Three friends, three groups, three families decided together they're going to move from Europe to make Aliyah. And they all had a bunch of little kids. And the rav of the town paskin, they're usher for them to leave. It's too dangerous. They have no right to leave Eretz Yisrael. It's too dangerous to take such a trip. To leave Europe to move to Eretz Yisrael is too dangerous. So the shaila that they presented was, do we have to listen to the rabbi or not? The rabbi can't tell you. The rabbi tells you, you're not allowed to eat matzah. I'm telling you, it's too dangerous to eat matzah. And you ask 20 doctors, and all the doctors say, there's nothing wrong with eating matzah. Who are you supposed to listen to? So they tied it, they did their research, and they spoke to experts, and they said, it's not so dangerous traveling to Eretz Yisrael. So throughout the Pesachei Tshuva, he goes through back and forth, is it a mitzvah, is it not a mitzvah? But what I want is the end of the Pesachei Tshuva. He writes, Omnom kein tzarech betchila traich. There's one condition before you move to Eretz Yisrael. The chol she'ein lo'y sham parnasa, If you don't have any way of making parnasa muchenes me'aveiro al daitoi, I'm sorry. The ein le'mokam muchan lias motzi le'shapanasasa be'revach. Then you have absolutely no right to move to Eretz Yisrael. If you can't figure out a way to make parnasa, or you're better parnasa in Chutz Lartz, you have no right, there is no mitzvah to move to Eretz Yisrael. If you're going to move to Eretz Yisrael and be dependent upon the government or other people, you have no right to move to Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Peschei Tshuva concludes. A person has no right. So this is where many people deal with parnasa. That if you're going to leave Eretz, you're going to leave America to go to Eretz Yisrael, you got to take a big knock in your parnasa. And you'll say, don't worry, the government will support me. You have no right, according to the Peschei Tshuva, to be supported by the government. So this is a very big cheshbon that many people take into consideration. When they're talking about yet to move, not to move, they have to consider this into consideration. Rav Moshe Sternberg has a piece of Ma'idim Uzmanim where he thinks that even if moving to Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah, we have rules for mitzvahs. You don't have to spend so much to do a mitzvah. He thinks if I have to uproot my whole family and take this huge pay cut, I'm not mechuyif to do so. Therefore, he thinks that would not bind the person to move. In Riv Yosef Raim, he writes over here from the Chazon Ish. Yeah, even if it would be a mitzvah chiyuvus, you still don't have to be alivaz. There's rules. If you look at number 22, Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt writes, Rabbi Migdoli Achrein Mechriu Sh'ochin Gamiz Manazeh Yesh Mitzvah Yeshiva Seret Yisrael. Many Achrein passed that there is a mitzvah. I don't know if he means chiyumis or chiyuvus. Then he writes, B'derein Wechriu Yekach Moran Baal Chazanish. The Chazanish passed in that way. The Chazanish went out of his way to Bedavka buy Karka in Eretz Yisrael to fulfill this mitzvah. However, there is a lot of reasons not to make Aliyah in Eretz Yisrael. Throughout history, there were many Gedolim that were about to go to Eretz Yisrael, and they turned around and they didn't go to Eretz Yisrael. For example, is Reb Chaim Moizer. In the 1930s, Reb Chaim Moizer was already older. He was ready to retire. He did a lot. And he wanted to move to Eretz Yisrael, and he was all ready to move to Eretz Yisrael. And he didn't move. Why didn't he move? Because they told him, we still need you here. We still need you here. You can't leave. So Reb Soloveitchik used to say the same thing about Rabbonim. Rabbeim, Rabbonim, that are doing good spiritual work here in America, Salvechik Paskin, they have absolutely no right to leave their job here and to move to Eretz Yisrael. What if Salvechik used to say, he used to give the muscle, they have Shechter quotes him, he used to say that the captain is not allowed to leave the ship and you're not allowed to leave your team until everything is taken care of. So Shechter says he founded it to Beforish Maram Shik. The Maram Shik had a tshuva, a Talmud that came to him before he wanted to make Aliyah and he wanted a bracha from his Rebbe. It was more than that. His Talmud was dealing with fighting the Haskalah and all day long he was fighting non from people. And he got a job in Eretz Yisrael, we can actually teach Torah to people who want to learn. So he was so excited, every rabbi's dream, to be able to teach Torah and not deal with politics. So he was going to move to Eretz Yisrael, he wanted a bracha from his Rebbe. His Rebbe said, you're not allowed to leave. And he quotes this whole lashon about the ship and the captain. So Rav Shechter said he's convinced that Rav Soloveitchik never saw his Maram Shik, because he said Rav Soloveitchik never learned any of the Hungarian shuvas. Ram Shik was an Hungarian. He says, I guarantee you, Rav Soloveitchik never saw it. He didn't steal it from him. That was Rav Shechter's comment. He never learned any of the Hungarian Paiskim. So that was Rav Soloveitchik's idea. So people that are doing very important work here in America, they don't have the right to pick up and move to Eretz Yisrael. That's not permitted. Just there's a lot of other things here which we're not going to get to. Just there's a Gevalde Gevor from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. I'll tell you, Rabbi Yaakov suggests that Shevet Levi has no mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Interesting chap. Based on a Gemara. He holds Shevet Levi has no mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael because he's bothered with the Gemara in Saita. The Gemara in Saita says that why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to get into Eretz Yisrael? So the Gemara says because he wanted to do mitzvah Saaretz. Frank Reb Yaakov, I don't know what the kash is. You know why he wanted to get to Yisrael? Because it's a mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky suggests that Moshe Rabbeinu was Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi had no mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So that's Rabbi Yaakov's suggestion that maybe Shevet Levi. But there's some other Maramikamers over here just to mention that Reb Chaim Kanievsky was asked the Kasha, if you hold like the Ramban, why is there no bracha? Where's the bracha when you move to Eretz Yisrael? So he quotes a pshat from the from his brother-in-law, Reb Chaim Kanievsky discusses it, but Reb Chaim Greenblatt quotes a very nice pshat that when you say in benching, you're supposed to have in mind in the benching when you say in bracha, you should have in mind that you want to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa, according to Ramban, of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But it's quite a discussion whether or not it is today a mitzvah sasei, mitzvah kumis, mitzvah chiyumis, or only what Rav Moshe calls a maila toiva v'chashuv.